I think the memos that were most concerning were the reference to their own investigation that was undertaken by the council, in which the only remedial action that was suggested was to remove any defective block work in these social houses. Later on, it showed that there are plans to not remove defective block work from all of the homes affected, but to actually plaster over the cracks in some homes in Letterkenny in the near future. So we would ask the council why they are going against their own recommendations, and does that not concern them in terms of health and safety?
From the point of view of the comments of Councillor Doherty, he's looking for a meeting with Minister Coveney. You have been promised a meeting with Minister Damien English. You believe Damien English isn't enough. You want the full Cabinet Minister here.
We do. I mean, we're very pleased that Minister English has decided to come and meet with us. I think any of this is progress and a step in the right direction. But ultimately, obviously, we want to engage with Minister Coveney as well. And as well, obviously, on a day-to-day basis, we're engaging with independent panel at the minute and providing them with all the information that they need in relation to this issue in the county.
And is it your belief that once all this discussion, once all the talking, once all the reviewing is over, that you will get the redress scheme you're looking for, that you will get the kind of resolution that ultimately those affected by pyrite down the country got, albeit after a very, 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 very long campaign?
But then the day we are looking for the same treatment as those who were affected by pyrite. Ultimately, that is our aim. Do we know if we will get the redress scheme? Absolutely not. But will we keep seeking and pushing for it? We certainly will. It may be slower at times than we do, than we're happy with, but at the same time, we will keep pushing forward and we will keep seeking a redress scheme for all affected homeowners.